I wonder if I was to ask you for words that describe these weeks leading up to Christmas, how long it would be before you chose those three words? Noise, hurry, crowds. They're just things that seem to characterize our preparation for Christmas. Noise, hurry, and crowds. Remember some years ago talking to a Muslim student who asked me, he was totally confused about how and why we celebrate Christmas, but he asked, when is this feast? And I sort of said, well, it's the 25th of December. And he said, well, why is there so much activity beforehand and then it stops on the 25th? Why is there so much busyness and then it stops? Noise, hurry, crowds. The buzz and excitement of Christmas is part of it, and let's not be Scrooge-like and bah humbug Christmas. We enjoy that. But I think we also need to be careful that in the noise and the hurry and the crowds, we no longer hear God speak to us. But it's probably nothing new. I imagine if we'd been on the streets of Bethlehem at that first Christmas, a time when the town is so full that a young couple expecting a baby at any time can't even find a room to take, and they end up in a stable. The town is packed. The town is busy. They're all there for the census. People are coming and going. People are making sure they're in the right place to be counted in the census. All the officials are busy running about with their clipboards and their high-vis vests on, making sure that everybody's in the right place, that everyone's accounted for. It's busy, it's noisy, it's crowded. Some things never change. And in the middle of it all, a baby is born. A baby wrapped in strips of cloth. And the birth of the baby is announced. God makes that birth announcement. It's a birth announcement like none other, because the birth is like none other, for God has now taken on human flesh. This baby, weak and helpless, is God in human flesh, the God who would change the world. Isn't that interesting? The people of Bethlehem didn't hear the announcement. Much too much going on. Too busy, too noisy, too full of people. The mayor of Bethlehem didn't hear the announcement. Well, he had civic functions to fulfill. He was busy making sure that everybody was happy, making sure that he was seen in the right places as the mayor. Too busy for that sort of thing. Religious leaders, preoccupied. Caesar Augustus and his entourage are just out of the loop completely. And then God makes his announcement. An angel of the Lord. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, the shepherds, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." The announcement comes to shepherds out on a hillside, quiet hillside at night, nothing much happening. No one else around. Who would be out in the hillside at night? Quiet. Slower. Less frantic. Quieter lifestyle. And those were shepherds who lived with their sheep, traveled with their sheep, probably smelt like their sheep. They were considered to be misfits. They were marginalized in society. They were often overlooked. They didn't think about them. Remember the story of Samuel choosing the new king, and he goes to Jesse's family and goes through all of the sons of Jesse and said, no, these aren't the right ones. Is there anybody else? And almost as an afterthought, you know what? David's a shepherd. He's out in the hills. We overlooked him. We forgot about him. He's only a shepherd. Overlooked. Marginalized. These are the very last people who would expect to be in God's story. These were the last people who would expect to be on the stage of God's drama that he is unfolding. And yet these are the very people who hear the announcement loud and clear. Interesting. Sometimes we don't hear God simply because of noise, hurry, crowds. Maybe it's because we are preoccupied. Maybe it's because we think, you know what, I'm the one that God is going to speak to. Because of my important role, my important status, of course God would speak to me. And we look for it and we wait for it. It doesn't happen. The noise, the hurry, the crowds. These next weeks can just ramp that up all the time. Christmas is a time like no other because, as I've said, we celebrate a birth like no other. But it is easy to miss it. It is easy to miss it, maybe because we've just become so familiar with the story. Yeah, we know the angels appear to shepherds and And we become familiar with it. We lose the impact. We lose the surprise of these shepherds on a hillside in their quietness, hearing God speak. The Bible simply reminds us to be still and know that I'm God. Our society tends to push us to be busier. Don't sit. Don't be still. Make sure you're doing something. Make sure you're active. Make sure you're... The Bible simply says, be still. It may not mean just actually sitting still at one place. It may be a stillness of head and of heart that allows us to know that God is God. He is who are here with us. Luke records that those shepherds were out in the fields. They were away from the bright lights. They were away from the noise. They were in a quiet place. But I don't think it has to be a physical place that we go to. We don't have to find that hillside to go up on at night and spend time there. Maybe we do, but more likely to be an attitude of heart. A quietness of heart, a stillness of heart that allows us to know that God is God. And so one of the challenges I have for myself and a challenge for you is simply find that place. Find that stillness of heart that helps you to know that God is God. But it probably will not just happen. Sometimes we sit back thinking, yeah, this will happen. I'll bump into this stillness. I'll bump into this space. Let's be intentional about it. Let's put a mark in our diaries or on our phones that says, that evening, I'm just going to take a short time and be still. Maybe read through the Christmas story. Maybe listen to familiar Christmas carols and pay attention to the words of them so that, like the shepherds, we can be surprised by God. Sometimes we dismiss Christmas. Christmas just for the children. Just for the children. Christmas is for all who will hear. Christmas is for all who will be still enough before God to hear what he would say to us in Jesus. This is the Jesus. Remember, you will call him Emmanuel, God with us. The God who is with you, and the Bible says he is also for you in Jesus. And that stillness helps us to know these things. So that the familiar story of Christmas surprises us again. Those shepherds, I don't know what they were like as they went to Bethlehem. Did they wonder, did we really hear that? Did we really see that? But let's go anyway. And Luke simply records they went and they found everything just as they'd been told, and they came home with a spring in their step, with a song in their hearts, changed. May God give us the grace to find that stillness in this Advent season. And in that stillness, may we experience his grace to us in Jesus and know that he is both with us and for us. And be surprised. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, as we have remembered this part of the Christmas story, we do pray that you would forgive us our familiarity. And we pray that you would give to us a childlike wonder at the events of Christmas. We pray, Lord, that as we read, as we listen, as we look, that once more you would surprise us and pour your grace upon us. And then, Lord, may we too have a spring in our step and a song in our hearts because of Jesus, who is the reason for this season.